Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I mean, I don't know how many times we're going to sit here and say how good was this man today, but I've got a few stats to just pop onto SofaScore while we're chatting. And obviously gets his goal, plays the entire game. 71 touches, 49 out of 53 passes completed. That's a 92% pass accuracy. Two key passes. He was successful with 3 out of 4 crosses as well. Successful with 1 out of 1 long balls. Obviously one shot on target, which we know about. Only won 2 out of his 7 ground duels. Won 1 out of 1 aerial duels. I mean, I could go on. Actually produces 2 clearances. And that reminds me, there's a moment in the first half whereby Aston Villa on the attack, and it's Szoboszlai is the man that gets back and deals with the danger and cuts it out. And you think, I'm sure you up the pitch a minute ago scoring a worldie. Like, what have we got on our hands here? Like, this kid, this lad is special, Errol.
Yeah, scary settings for other teams. By the way, Every team's had the ability to kind of keep Liverpool at arm's distance because you say, all right, well, you've not got anyone, a dynamo midfield that can really hit you. We know Thiago's class, but it's few and far between that, like how you're going to get that out of him throughout your season. But this guy, bro, if we can keep him, and it's not about keeping him fit, I don't even think it's a case of we have to keep him fit. He looks like a naturally fit athlete, do you know what I mean, in the way that he carries himself, but he's the midfielder that hasn't missed a minute so far out of the first 4 games, which means to me, he seems to be the heartbeat that Klopp wants in that midfield. And I didn't know fully what to expect. That'd be the first to admit. I hadn't even seen him kick a ball. So apart from the screamers that I've seen on the YouTube compilations, I didn't know what else to expect from this lad. But he delivered everything I would have hoped and probably a little bit more up until now, because especially with the goal. If I just look at that, the way he keeps it down and keeps so much control over that volley and in that technique, very difficult thing to do on his left foot. He absolutely executes it. Unbelievable technique to do it. But then he's like, what's next? And like his whole celebration, his whole aura was like, he wasn't surprised by that. Like, you see some people when you hit a screamer and you can tell they've surprised themselves, and it's like, whew, I caught that one, do you know what I mean? Nah, like, he genuinely just walked, like, just another day in the office. And, like, that to me was one of the most shocking things. So I'm looking, I'm thinking, you wasn't even caught off guard by the fact that you've just done that, like, and that's, like, handful of games in a new club, in a new country, all the rest of it. Absolutely smashed it. And again, the way then he goes on to play the game, he makes everything look easy. He doesn't look like he's ever really under pressure, or he's having to stress, or he's having to do too much. And I've said it for a while now, the best attribute that you can offer this Liverpool midfield since what we've had in the last 2 years is your availability. Mm-hmm. If we can rely on you more weeks than we can't, you're going to be, and you're of that level, you're going to be a good addition to the squad. And he looks like, if he's going to be the heartbeat, everything else that plays around him this season is going to massively benefit, because he's going to give you legs, he's going to give you composure on the ball, he's also going to give you the deliveries, getting down that right-hand side as well, backing up Mo Salah, helping there, the overloads. All of these things are only going to help and accentuate other players' qualities in and around that midfield area. And for me, that composure, that technique. How old is he, by the way?
22.
The maturity that he plays with. Like, he looks like he's been playing in this role, within this system, within this team for 3 or 4 years. Like, that's how comfortable he looks in this setup at the moment. And we can say a lot about Liverpool's transfer window and everyone's got their, you know, the 2 pence on it, but whoever scouted him and decided that he is the guy to be the catalyst for the midfield rebuild, looks at this moment in time as if they've absolutely hit the nail on the head for me, because I can't really fault him. There's not an attribute that you think there's a drawback to having him in your team. He looks like the complete iteration of a midfielder that you want as part of what everyone's been saying about how Liverpool are going to be going forward. Like, that's the mould. Mm-hmm. And if you get another two in Gravenberch by him, Elliot picks up the mantle as well. Jones, they all kind of assimilate in a similar sort of way to see what he's doing and what he's capable of. Mm-hmm. Everybody in that team is going to benefit massively. And we said it last season. Liverpool lost a lot of games because we was losing a midfield battle. We've not lost a midfield, apart from the Chelsea game, which again, a bit of an anomaly now. Mm-hmm. We've not lost a midfield battle really since he's been playing for us, because he's just different with it. He's a different level of...
I mean, you look at it, over the years, Liverpool have had heritage and history, largely in a number seven shape. Mm-hmm. I won't go through the names because we all know them.
Yeah.
And then we had this young lad who broke into the side, local lad, Gerrard, played in the eighth shirt. And then this guy came from Germany and said, I'll have the eighth shirt. And then over the course of his 5 years at the club, never really delivered. We've now actually got someone at 22. There are a lot of comparisons you can draw between the way that Szoboszlai plays and the way that Gerrard plays. And I'm not saying he's going to get to that level, because that would be a pretty outlandish statement. But I'm going to sit here and enjoy watching him try and do it, by the way. Mm. We've finally got somebody who's going to wear that number. That eighth shirt's got an aura about it because of what Gerrard did in it. And Naby Keita let the side down to some massively, degree massively. Through availability and other issues. Yeah. Now you've got a guy in there who actually is wearing it, and you're looking at it thinking,
he's donning the shirt.
Yeah, he's living up to the expectations of, and it sounds mad after four games, of a number eight shirt. But Dan, this is the third game in four where we're all sitting here waiting for the opportunity to talk about Szoboszlai because he's that good.
And he gives away a ball as well. He gets dispossessed. I don't know if it's first or second, but he gets dispossessed and he ends up as the centre back. Chasing back his own ball because he knows he's made a mistake. And it's like little things like that, but the whole box to box. I just think he could be the full package. I've seen people in the watch along in the chat saying about, you know, he could be our De Bruyne. I don't even think he needs to be that. If he is the regen for Stevie G and he can be a light version, you know, Stevie G's Coke, this guy could be Diet Coke. If that's the case, as long as he's not Coke Zero, like Naby, who couldn't get on the pitch, zero appearances.
Roller cola, mate.
Joe, you know what I mean? As long as it's not that, I can live with it, Joe, you know what I mean? And we will continue to sing his praises, but I think he's going to continue to deliver for us because he's going to be a mainstay. I don't see someone else. I don't see, unless you're resting him, I don't see why Klopp, he isn't in the starting 11 in every single match day for the Premier League. And if he is the standard bearer for us and he's putting in 8 out of 10s or 9 out of 10 performances most weeks, I don't see us losing many midfield battles. All right, you play the big boys and anything can happen.
Yeah.
But when we're playing teams that we look at on paper and say we should be beating them, he's the guy in midfield that's going to dictate and demand that we...
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Do beat them.
So Dan made the point before about him cleaning up on the right side of our defence, so the Trent project can continue.
Yeah,
because we've talked about Henderson filling in for Trent in years gone by. he's happy to do it. He's got that to him. There was a couple of people who said when we signed him, I think you might have spoken to a couple of them, Dan, when you went in search of everybody to talk to. He will work equally as hard going backwards as he does going forwards. You're not buying like a fancy Danny, you're buying the total package. Yeah, so like, people say that.
It, like Bruno Fernandes is like, you know what I mean? He's like the 10 where he doesn't really, it's not really he's in not his interested. Locker to, yeah. to like you. That's what Casemiro's there for. That's what Amrabat's there for now. That's what all the others. But my man, he's a proper box. And because of the Naby syndrome and the situation that we found ourselves in, because Henderson was box to box, but it was very formulaic, and as you said before, and you know, couple 4 or 5 touches sometimes to get the ball to where it needed to go. Mm-hmm. Whereas this guy can do it in 1 or 2 touches. He can play the 1-2s.
Henderson is one of the best players you'll ever see off the ball.
Yeah, completely. But if he can replicate that off the ball, but then also replicate I'm what in. Gerrard can do on the ball in terms of technical ability, you put the two together, you're an absolute dynamo in that midfield. You have literally just put our midfield on steroids.
I'm with you. I like the analogies. Diet Coke, Gerrard's Coke. Gerrard's a full fat.
We'll see. Yeah, it is. We'll see. Yeah, but I'm here for it.
What I will say on it, now. The De Bruyne thing, I don't really see the De Bruyne thing. I see the Gerrard thing. I fully see the Gerrard thing. Like, don't get me wrong, we are 500 odd appearances away from actually having that conversation and a hell of a lot more world-class performances. But listen, as sample sizes go, as little glimpses go, it's got a lot. It's ticking a lot of boxes for me. What I will say is on it is that we're only scratching the surface. Like, Liverpool haven't been anywhere near a full tilt so far. And this lad has still been levels and levels above. He has been outstanding game in, game out so far. And what happened today with that goal, that to me, and you kind of referenced it a minute ago, that was just like, that was going to happen. That was inevitability about that. That was coming. That's why when his celebration was just like, yeah, that's kind of what I do. Like, that's kind of my thing.
I remember Naby scoring a worldie, and his celebration was like, whoo!
Yeah. Was it Chelsea goal, maybe?
Was it that one? Yeah, he absolutely Chelsea, volleys it and slices it. And it's a quality finish.
Oh, Atletico Madrid. Oh, Madrid away one.
Take nothing away from it. It's an absolute. But he's like that, as if to say, woof. Like,
corner polishing his boots, tennis polish his boots and stuff.
He actually was out for a week after someone polished his boots.
That was him out for a month.
Went the wrong way, twisted his ankle.
But like that, I mean, again, different goals are going to provoke different emotions and whatever, but it just didn't seem like that phased him. He didn't seem starstruck at his own ability to be able to do it. What? I don't know. Left I've foot half. Yeah,
that's what he's saying, isn't it? I've got this.
I've got this, and I'm just like, wow. No, because that the technique on it, to keep it down, to keep the control, to not just spoon it. He had no right. He had no right to be... You have every right to take on a shot, but you had no right to finish it with that level of precision and that clinical.
The execution.
The execution was top tier.
It's like the pineapple juice your ma's made for us. It should have been illegal how good that shit is, mate. Honest to God. We actually have, in all our talking, and rightfully so, about Szoboszlai and just how incredible a performance it was.
0-9.
Yeah, the execution of that volley for me takes it up to about a 10, probably, you're giving him a 9.
I was going to say, he's the standout. We give Kerr to 7.5.
Yeah.
We give McAllister an 8.
There's been a couple of 8s knocking around.
Yeah, he's probably, and I think you've got a sneaky suspicion that he's probably all of our mans of the match.
Mm.
So for me, probably sits there at the top of the 3 with a 9.
Yeah,
I think he's got a 10 in him.
Don't give 10s.
No, I agree with that. I think John Machin taught me that. But he's got a 10 in him, that lad. I'm telling you now, he's going to be something else. Very exciting times. And I think he will be the spearhead of this season, to be honest with you. I really do. I see no reason why not.
But I think he half fancies himself as that
big
anyway.
Big time fancies himself.
Which is mad, because I didn't know enough about him to be like, is this guy really...
See, I had a feeling.
That's it. You probably meant to do it. You've absolutely nailed it there, because he wants to be that guy. Gerrard wanted to be that guy.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we're looking at him thinking... It's a regen or of sorts.
But you know what's nice as well? Because I feel like Trent's felt the pressure to be that guy, being the scouser in the team, wanting to move more into midfield. Mm. Maybe it's not a vying for who gets to be alpha, but they're both just like, I'm really glad that you're here now, because a lot of the responsibility that I felt, I naturally just kind of fell to my shoulders. You just want to take it as part of you as a footballer. Like, you're the hungry captain. You just grew up knowing that you are levels above most of your peers and your colleagues around your age. And you know you're destined for great things within this footballing realm. And when you've got someone like Trent in there next to him to compliment, they're both going to be able, as I said to you before, Everybody is going to benefit massively from how he plays at the heartbeat in that midfield. Watch.
Yeah. He's got a captain's aura, hasn't he?
Yeah.
But he's captain hungry.
He's already the captain of his country. Yeah, he's just got this aura about him where, as I say, with the first goal, he scores and then goes, right, now we've got to score three more. But let's get on with it. There's no great goal. There's no massive celebration. We're 3 minutes in, boys. Let's go.
Yeah.
We've got 87 minutes left to play. It wasn't a moment
for him, was it, really?
No.
It wasn't a big moment.
I'd be living off that goal from now until the day I hang up my boot. If I ever with my left foot could never.
If you're standing on mine.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? My left foot could never even attempt to do something like that. I'd pull me calf, me hamstring, everything would go. But as you said, he just, let's go again.
Yeah.
Like, we've got a job to do.
It's almost like Balotelli without the ego the size of the moon. This is my job.
Yeah.
This is what I do for a living, so I'll go and do it again now.
Yeah, quality.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.